The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's say good morning to Mickey the Blue and Jay the Reds. Hello, lads.
Morning, gents.
Morning, boys.
Okay, let's look ahead to a busy weekend. Merseyside versus Manchester. We'll do all the action on the pitch in a moment. Going to start with the transfer news first of all, Mickey. Morgan Schneiderlin, you must be thinking, brilliant, done and dusted, and we've got a top quality player.
Yeah, it was important to get him in, wasn't it, as early as possible. And I think he was Ronald Koeman's number one target. You know, a little bit of sort of, you know, over the transfer fee, you know, the haggling with Man United. Now, but I think when you look at it, 20 million quid rising to 24, you know, this day and age is not a, you know, it's not a bad feat, because, you know, the transfer figures are really inflated at the moment. And obviously January as well, you usually have to pay a little bit more as of a premium as well. So perfect type of player for Ronald Koeman, you know, up and at him, in your face, likes a tackle. I think his stats is number one in the stats table, you know, for interceptions and tackles and stuff. And he likes the high press. And as I say, Koeman knows him. He knows all about him. He's the right type of character. Fit's going to fit straight into the club. And I would imagine he's probably going to go straight into the side against Man City.
Jay, really hard to understand what went wrong with Morgan Schneiderlin. Because when he was at Southampton, he weighed in with goals. He dictated games. He was a classy midfielder. Goes to United, disappears off the face of the earth.
It's a difficult one, isn't it? I mean, maybe it's the big club syndrome going to Manchester United, and maybe he froze a little bit. But I suppose what you've got to look at, when he was at Southampton, he had Wanyama beside him, didn't he? And, like, obviously that was a good pairing, wasn't it? It was pretty solid. And he might get the same at Everton when he's got Ganagai there next to it. So, you know, I suppose it is a positive move, and, you know, he's a good signing, yes.
So whilst you're happy about Schneiderlin, you've got to say, you'd never heard, Mickey, had you, of Ishak Belfodil before 2 days ago?
Never in a month of Sundays, mate, no.
So what research have you done on him, and are you encouraged?
His stats don't look good, do they? You know, his goal scoring, you know, on paper he doesn't look the best. But I think, you know, it differs opinion, doesn't it? On social media, you know, some people are saying, oh, he's absolute garbage. And then I've seen an article where they said it could be the one of the signings of the transfer window. It's 10 million quid in it, by the looks of it. But then, I mean, there's rumours of that. I heard last night that someone was saying it's only 5 million quid. We just don't know. It's a Steve Walsh signing, isn't it? I think it's someone that he's identified. In the past, if you go with Steve Walsh's record, he hasn't done too bad, has he, in players that he's found. We're just going to have to wait and see. If he comes in, you know, we are short up front. But as you say, Steve, it's someone that I really don't know too much about. It's going to be, you know, it's a punt in it. If it is 4 or 5 million quid, then this day and age, that's not. And as I say, we are very, very short up front. So we just have to wait and see, maybe.
Yeah, but as you said, he's got to buck the trend on those stats, because the stats he's got from his previous clubs are poor, aren't they? They're not good enough for Everton. On the Liverpool front, I think we've said in previous weeks we didn't really expect, Jay, Liverpool to sign anyone in this window. I'm just reading Paul Joyce in the Times today. He says Klopp's unlikely to strengthen. Christian Pulisic of Dortmund, Julian Brandt of Bayer Leverkusen, both out of reach. Julian Draxler, of course, going to Paris Saint-Germain. So I think it all but confirms at the moment that he's going to just make do with what he's got.
Yeah, feeling a little bit left out, aren't we? You know, Everton have made quite a few signings, but I think they're planning for next season now. We're going out to the FA Cup, sort of, like, you know, their season's over now, so it's just planning for next season with Liverpool. Obviously, it'd be nice if we could get a few in, but we've known for a while, really, that we're unlikely to do business in this transfer window. And I think we could have missed the trick, really, because, you know, the last couple of games, we've needed to freshen things up, and we haven't really looked on it. It seems like we've lost our mojo a little bit, and, you know, the Plymouth game was a bit disappointing. I know we changed the team. We knew there was going to be young players involved in the game. And, you know, in the past, we played well against Leeds. We played well against Tottenham with these players, and we won them games. And thought it was a little bit disappointing against Plymouth. Yeah, we had a lot of the ball. We had a lot of efforts on goal, but never really carved them apart, really. And they are a lower league team, and now it's an inconvenience having a replay, isn't it, going so far to play a game, which we could do without. But it's already a busy schedule in January. But I'm pretty sure he'll play the kids again. He'll probably play, you know, a lot of the squad players again in the replay. Just a little bit disappointing, really, that we have another game. But like I say, it would have been nice to get a couple on board, because I think now with Mane going to the African Nations, it's clear to see we're going to miss him because it changes the dynamics how Liverpool play. That pace element, it kills in football these days, and Liverpool haven't got anyone that can sort of like mix it up with. And it's great that we've got Coutinho back, but he's a totally different style of player to Mane, and it's going to be interesting to see how we do now between, you know, now and when Mane returns after the African Nations.
I was covering that EFL Cup semi-final for LFC TV with Jan Molby in the middle of the week, and Jan was talking to me about Liverpool's form, and he felt that they've lost their sparkle arguably since the beginning of December. You know, in his eyes, he thinks there's just something missing in terms of, you know, that greatness that they were demonstrating in the early months of the season. Have you felt that dip as well, Jay?
A little bit, because, I mean, if you go back to the Derby game, we scored an injury time winner, and let's be honest, it wasn't the greatest spectacle, was it, for everyone? You look at the Man City game, yeah, it's a tough game against Man City, but we got the early goal, and that, again, wasn't a fantastic performance. But the neutral, it was probably a poor game to watch, really. But, yeah, we got the 3 points in that as well. And then in between, you know, we went behind to Stoke, didn't we? And maybe 4-1 flattered us a little bit, the scoreline against Stoke. And like I say, the last three games since the turn of the year, we just haven't really performed well at all. It was disappointing at Sunderland, making individual mistakes again, giving away two penalties. As I said, touched on before, the Plymouth game, yeah, it was a change Liverpool side, but, you know, it wasn't a great performance, really. You've got to be putting teams like that to bed. And then again, the other night against Southampton, arguably one of our worst ever performances under Jurgen Klopp. I just don't really know what happens. I mean, we're very lucky, really, that we're still in the tie, because it should have been 3 or 4 nil. It should have been put to bed. Southampton should be booking the trip to Wembley now. And fortunately, Liverpool have got an opportunity in 2 weeks' time to put that right. But, you know, that performance was shocking, really. I put it up there with Watford when Klopp first knocked over and we lost 3-0 just before Christmas time. You know, it was a shocking performance, really. And I don't know where it came from. But, yeah, maybe there has been signs of Liverpool's form really dipping of late. And, no, we need to rectify it, but at this moment in time, with no signings coming in, I just don't really know where we're going to get that little bit of sparkle from. We're hoping that Coutinho will be the man to do the business for us, but, you know, the lad's missed like 7 or 8 weeks of football, so it's a bit much to ask him to just come in and just start performing straight away. We've got a massive game on Sunday at Old Trafford.
Yeah, it's huge, isn't it? For Everton, Manchester City this weekend, Pat Goodison Park, and it is one of those games, Mickey, where sometimes anything can happen. Generally, Everton raise their game for some of these big ones.
Yeah, they do, and you know, I think Man City as well have been sort of struggling, haven't they, over the past couple of weeks? You know, sort of Pep's had a little bit of a wobble, hasn't he? So yeah, it's certainly one of them games that is winnable. But, you know, you look, it's Man City, isn't it? You look at the squad that they've got. You know, when you say that they you know, they've been struggling a little bit, but then they go and give West Ham a good old hiding last week, didn't they? So it is going to be really, really tough. But as you say, we need to bounce back, really, as I say, after a very disappointing performance in the FA Cup. And as Jay said there, you know, really it's all about consolidation now for Everton, isn't it? You know, trying to sort of, you know, maybe try and push on for that sixth place if we can. It is going to be very, very tough. And I think it's all about now getting ourselves ready for next season by, you know, shifting players out and obviously bringing new ones in. But yeah, as you say, it's one of them games. Anything can happen. And as you say, we usually do raise our game, don't we? So, yeah, as I say, we just have to wait and see. But they're no great shapes, I don't think, this year, Man City. I watched them, obviously, against Liverpool, as Jay said there, that it wasn't the best game in the world, but I think Liverpool done a little bit of a job on them. So, as I say, hopefully, if we can... if we can get after their defence, that's where they're struggling, aren't they? The back four is not the best, and obviously the keeper's a little bit dodgy, but it's the main man up front, isn't it? You've got to have to look after.
Fingers crossed Everton can do something for Liverpool. Any surprises team-wise? Are you thinking he'll play Firmino, not Origi, in that 11?
I don't know, it's a difficult one, really, because, I mean, hopefully Henderson will be back, because we've seen how much we've missed him, how important he is to this Liverpool side. And there's also the defensive side of things. I mean, Lovren and Clavin have done okay, but Clavin's just started making a couple of mistakes, hasn't he? The one the other night gave away the penalty against Sunderland needlessly. And for me, if Matip's back in training, I'd just start him. But it wouldn't be ideal because, you know, he hasn't played for about 6 weeks, similar to Coutinho. He hasn't played for 7 weeks. Henderson's returning from injury. So it wouldn't be great going into that game with three players who haven't really had much football lately. But the facts are you've got to get your best players on the pitch. And if they're in training, then to me, they've got to play. They've got to give us maybe an hour or so and just see how it's going. But it's going to be a bit of a dilemma up front because I certainly wouldn't be starting Sturridge at Old Trafford. I'd prefer to play Firmino down the centre because he's struggled since Coutinho's been out. He's had to shift positions a little bit and he's not really adapted very well. He's been in poor form for me. So I'd play him up front, and with Coutinho being back now, it's only going to help us. But like I say, it's not ideal preparation going into this game.
Mickey, Jay, thank you very much indeed. Let's hope Merseyside dominates over Manchester this weekend. Have a great one, lads.
Cheers, fellas.
All the best, lads.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.